Hey, how are you? It's 6 o'clock already and you're right on time. Good job. You don't want to be late for your first date, do you? That's a point for you already. Come on in. I'm almost ready. Do you want a beer or something? Sure. Help yourself. The kitchen's just right through there. I'll be over here in the guest bathroom. I just need to finish brushing my hair and then we'll be all set. Oh, thank you. You look really handsome yourself. Sure. Yeah, you can stand in the doorway. I can brush my hair and talk at the same time. I'm kind of an amazing multitasker. Do you like my dress? Really? Is it sexy but not slutty? Or not too slutty? Yeah? Good. That's kind of what I was going for. I have to say, I don't usually go out on dates with strange men I meet in bookstores. No, I don't get hit on in bookstores that often, actually. I don't know. Usually, I know the guy a little bit before I go out with him. Like a friend of a friend or something like that. I don't know. I kind of liked the way you walked up to me and started talking to me. You sort of acted like you knew me already. Yeah, I liked that. Although at first I was like, where do I know this guy from? It took me a few minutes to figure out that you were just hitting on me. No, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean hitting on me in like a bad way. I could tell you were flirting with me. It's gotta take a lot of courage to just walk up to some strange chick and start chatting her up, though, doesn't it? Were you nervous at all? Not even a little? I don't know, you seemed very confident. But I thought maybe you were a little nervous too. Nah, it was cute. Yeah, I liked the fact that you might have been scared a little, but decided to talk to me anyway. Why do you think I said yes to the date? And now here we are, and it's our first date. How do you feel now compared to the bookstore? Still confident, but maybe a little nervous? No? Not at all? Not even just a little bit? Come on! It's your first date with a girl you just met. You're not even a tiny bit nervous. Okay. Whatever you say. Wait a minute. I get it now. You're Mr. Cool and not nervous at all because you took care of business before you came over here. What do you mean? What do I mean? You know what I mean. You took care of yourself before you came over here. You took care of yourself, you know? Come on. You totally rubbed one out before you came over here. Rubbed one out, played with yourself a little bit. Oh my. Are you blushing? Mr. Cool and Confident is blushing. Look at that. I knew you masturbated before you came over here. Am I embarrassing you by talking about you beating off before your first date? I think I am. Then why are you blushing? Look, it's totally okay to admit you played with yourself before you came over to pick me up. I don't mind. It's a totally... What? You didn't? Really? Not at all? I thought every guy needed to jerk off before a big date. You didn't know that? Well, no wonder you're nervous. Yes, you are. Look at you. You're practically squirming. I don't know how you expected to be Mr. Cool and Confident if you didn't even jack off before your date. I guess we need to take care of that then. Come over here. Yeah. Stand right here. That's right, right in front of the sink. What am I doing? I'm taking care of this problem you have. I'm undipping your pants, reaching inside, and there it is. Taking your cock out of your pants for you. If you can see the look on your face. You look a little surprised. Didn't expect to have your dick in my hand before the date even started. I bet not. It's a nice surprise though, isn't it? I like your dick a lot. I can feel it getting hard in my hand. Does that feel good? Yeah. Let's get those balls out where I can see them too. There. Very nice. Did you shave your balls for me? They're awfully nice and smooth. Really? Flattered. I'm flattered. Do my fingers feel nice on your balls? They're so heavy. Do you have a lot of cum built up in these heavy balls? I thought so. Let me take care of them for you. Your cock is almost standing straight up already. You like the way I'm stroking your shaft and cupping your balls? So nice. Here, hang on 1 minute. This is the best lube for hand jobs. See what I mean? Does that feel good on your dick? Kind of warm and cool at the same time. I know. Now your cock can just slide right through my fingers. How's that? You like watching me stroke that fat cock of yours? Here, turn this way and face the mirror. Now you can watch me jerk you off from two different angles. Prick just twitched in my hand. Think you're getting really excited, aren't you? You like the way I'm jacking you off? Yeah. You like the way I twist my little hand around that big mushroom head? I can feel you throbbing. Look at that little hand stroking that angry dick. Can feel your balls tightening up. Are you gonna come? No, it's okay. It's what I want. Shoot your cum right into the sink right there. Let it go. I want to watch that hot white cum shoot out of your dick. That's it. Fuck my little hand, baby. Watch me pump that hard cock. Come on. Come on. Squirt that cum everywhere. That's it. That's it. It. And slow down so you can come even harder. That's it. That fucking dick is just throbbing in my hand now. Let me see that cum. Fuck. Come on. Ooh. Ooh, there it is. Shoot that load all over. Just like that. Ooh, just like that. Oh, I can feel your cock pulsing and twitching in my hand. Oh, look at that cum squirt out. It's so hot. I won't stop. Keep going. Keep going. Empty those big balls right now. That's it. Fuck. What a huge load. Look at all that cum. How long has it been since you jacked off? A week? Just a couple of days? Wow. That's a lot of cum. Here. Let me squeeze those last drops out. I love seeing that extra drop of cum on the head of your dick. Okay. Do you feel better now? Good. Not nervous anymore? That's good. That's what I was hoping for. Let's get all this cum rinsed off here, and you can go ahead and put your cock and balls back in your pants. Good. Now we're ready for our date. What? No, I don't want to just stay here and get naked. What kind of girl do you think I am? I mean, at least take me to dinner first. You know, like a nice dinner, maybe Italian or Chinese. I don't know. We can decide. Anyway, why don't you take me to dinner? And if you're sweet and charming and a gentleman and you play your cards right, then you might get lucky again. Ready? All right, let's go.